Good afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
Torres Riddell.
Okay, hold on a moment. The Honorable Mr. Mayor will serve as your lead at this time, sir.
All right.
Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Fidel Torres, 234 Napoli.
Can you bring for your own board exactly close this afternoon in reference to the community supervision round table? I'd like to introduce the board members here to conduct your hearing at this time. Standing in front of the Honorable Willie Canones, to my right is the Honorable Dr. Sinkey, right who's the board chairman, and with his right, the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Hamm, I'll be the hearing lead today. Also, in the room, we have Mr. Rusty from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the parole office today. Prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
I'm not too sure what you're talking about.
It's the one that had it, gave the date and time of this hearing, and also had some of your rights listed on.
Okay, yes, I got it.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf today, or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire a attorney, sir, or you represented yourself today?
Hey, I'm representing myself.
All right, this time I'd like to swear you in, Mr. Rusty M. From your side, we swear to tell the truth, hold truth, and nothing but the truth, or have you lied, or do you say it? I do. Can you hear me? You have two phases, sir. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community agreement have been violated. If they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community agreement should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do, sir, I'm going to read one allegation that's on the warrant. After I'm done, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. If you say it's false, we'll get more information from Mr. Rusty, and we'll discuss it, okay?
Okay.
Allegation number one is a violation of the Oregon Conditional Supervision Number 12A, at a building failed by your failure to report in person to South Mountain Parole Office within one working day of your release date, all the way about March 6, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true. How are you feeling about it, Sean?
Okay. Based on the information of Mr. Torres, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as a violator of the terms and conditions of supervision, and that he may have lateral or not lateral privileges or penalty.
Second. Agree.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canones, agreed by Dr. Ray, and Mr. Johnson. All right, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment. Before we do, we're going to get some background information from Mr. Rusty. So let's stay on phone, and we'll get right back with you, okay?
All right.
Mr. Rusty.
On March 3, 2018, Mr. Torres was released from the Department of Corrections. Here's the rest of June 10th, 2018, by NCSO, on his murder charge of criminal damage. He was back in JC custody June 18th, 2018, with majestic community supervision in date of December 10th, 2018, 96 of 7 days. Current conviction, 2014, trafficking and stolen property, 4 years. 2014, narcotic drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2008, theft, 3 years. This is the second term in DOC, senior IRO score 3-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang affiliation noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate, however, after his return to DOC on July 5, 2018, he was served disciplinary for disobeying verbal written orders. Other arrests, 1984, burglary, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2001, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2001, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, trafficking and stolen property, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2008, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2018, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, pending charges. His community risk score was a G2-B3. He received status of charges from Senior Prosecutor Allen, dated July 11, 2018, that states he was arrested June 10, 2018, on an old misdemeanor criminal damage warrant out of Phoenix. No new charges against the offender.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Torrey, I went over something in the case supervision, which has not been on here since you immediately scanned it from the out. Where did you go for the 96 days that you were on scanning?
I was at the shelter trying to get myself together. I went to Cass Shelter and I dropped down in Madison.
Why didn't you take him to appeal?
Because I refused to do parole. Mm-hmm. I signed the papers.